Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Famous Personalities. Today's episode is the third in a three-part series that I am dedicating to the stars of the book Hidden Figures by Margaret Lee Shetterly, Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson. Today, I am highlighting Mary Jackson. A unique and hardworking woman, Jackson always stood tall, and when she set her mind to a certain goal, she would make it happen. Mary lived in a time where segregation kept families apart and unfair laws pushed children into different schools, so she was hit hard by the daily struggles that millions of African Americans and other societies faced as well. Now, we live in a time where we finally realize that many of the things that happened in the past were, well, wrong. And that's why people like Mary stood up for themselves and made sure their voices were heard. So please be ready for a hopefully wonderful tribute to our hidden figures. What Mary Jackson is famous for? Before starting, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about what engineer and mathematician Mary Jackson is famous for. Jackson is famous for being the first African-American woman engineer at NASA. There was a bit of a story behind how she was able to, but Jackson attended after-hours classes that helped her earn the title of engineer. She also helped many women achieve promotions during their careers at NASA by taking a demotion so that she could become Langley's Federal Women's Program Manager. In this way, Jackson helped make a stand during the height of the civil rights movement and made sure that women had something to say. This was a selfless act of kindness that Mary did, taking the demotion. Most people would keep their job and stay where they were, and Mary, in fact, did have a very stable career that many would give anything to have. But Mary put herself aside and remembered the women who worked extremely hard but never reached their potential, and helped NASA become what it is. She also received a NASA Group Achievement Award, and in 1976 was named Langley's Volunteer of the Year. Early life. Mary Jackson was born as Mary Winston to Ella Scott Winston and Frank Winston on April 9, 1921. In Hampton, Virginia. Jackson grew up in the heart of Old Hampton, and she graduated from the all-black George P. Phoenix Training School with the highest honors. Jackson earned her bachelor's degree in mathematics and physical science from Hampton University in 1942. Segregated at the time, Hampton University was not an integrated school until 1960. At Hampton University, she pursued her bachelor's degrees and was a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. It should be noted as well that Katherine Johnson and Dorothy Vaughan were also part of the same Greek letter sorority as Mary Jackson. Adult life. As an adult with her bachelor's degrees, Mary decided to pursue a career in education. She taught for a year at a school for African American children before moving on to another career. In 1943, she returned to her hometown of Hampton to work as a bookkeeper at the National Catholic Community Center and worked as a clerk and receptionist at Hampton Institute's Health Department. She became a clerk at the office of the Chief Army Field Forces in 1951. Later that year, she began working at the NACA, later NASA, as a research mathematician, which was also known as a computer, at the Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory in Hampton, Virginia, under Dorothy Vaughan. She worked in the West Computing section of the lab. In 1953, she accepted an offer made by engineer Kazimir Czarnecki to work for him in the supersonic pressure tunnel. There, she studied, along with her co-workers, the effects of high wind speeds, almost twice the speed of sound, on different models of aircraft. Czarnecki encouraged Mary to become an engineer by taking courses that were required to allow her to be promoted to the title of engineer. The courses were offered as night classes at the University of Hampton. However, the University of Hampton was segregated, and to attend the night classes, Mary had to get special approval from the court. In the end, she won her case and was allowed to become an engineer. She was promoted to the title of aerospace engineer in 1958 and became NASA's first female black engineer. She began working at the theoretical aerodynamics branch of the subsonic transonic aerodynamics division at Langley. Mary Jackson worked in several different branches of Langley throughout her career at the compressibility research division, full-scale research division, high-speed aerodynamics division, and the subsonic transonic aerodynamics division. She also authored 12 technical papers for the NACA and NASA as well. She achieved the most senior engineer title by 1979, but despite her achievements, she decided to take a demotion to work as an equal opportunity specialist to help many women reach their dreams and receive promotions. She worked in NASA until she retired in 1985. She passed away on February 11, 2005, at the age of 83, and her legacy continues to live on today through her family. The impact of Mary Jackson's work. Mary Jackson had a very significant impact and helped numerous women and minorities reach their potential. She also contributed to the growth of the society by fighting to become the first African-American woman to hold the title of engineer at NASA. She influenced every one of those people she helped receive a promotion by allowing them to pursue their careers. She also influenced everyone who would soon follow in her footsteps by becoming engineers. In a way, Mary Jackson did influence everyone in the United States, and her influence is still around today. Fun fact about Mary Jackson. Mary Jackson was an advocate of STEM, and throughout her life, she supported STEM. She also helped the children in her community build a wind tunnel to test model airplanes. She also helped her son build a cart for the Soapbox Derby in 1960. Her son was the first black individual to win the Soapbox Derby and received a place at the Nationals in Ohio. When asked what he wanted to be when he grew up, Levi Jackson Jr. said he wanted to be an engineer, just like his mother. Quote, "We have to do something like this to get them interested in science. Sometimes they are not aware of the number of black scientists and don't even know of the career opportunities until it is too late." Mary Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the fourth episode in our series, Women Scientists. This episode was about Mary Jackson, a life-changing engineer. This is Shripriya signing off. See you next time.